So, Rapine says, according to the two, that's telling the machlekes between Rabbi Yudeh and Rabban. According to Rabbi Yudeh, that you cannot get treated in any way you want, but you have to destroy it through Sreife. That means that the Heftze requires beer. Some maybe it's not Tzimtzvos, but according to Rabbanon, that you can do it any way you want. You can burn it, you can throw it into the yam, you can throw it into the sewer, you can toss it in the air, I mean, you can do whatever. You can do whatever you want. You can give it to a caliph, Shalhefka, not caliph Shalei, so then he has a noy if he does it on Pesach. But the caliph Shalhefka, he doesn't have a noy, so he can give it to a caliph to be eaten up by a caliph Shalhefka. So mele, the mitzvah is not that the Heftze requires bio, but that the gavre has to be devoid of chometz in his possession. So maybe it's not shaykh to say nasis mitzvosi. Nasis mitzvosi shaykh to say only when the heftze requires the bio. Let's say like nesa. But here, if you behold over, it's not a mitzvah in the heftze. It's a mitzvah in the gavre. The gavre should not have chometz in his possession. All right, now. So the two mentions a big chiddush, because Rabbi Kveger would say, misalasparas atzme, that the eifer of chomet should be muter even according to Rabban. Apparently Rabbi Kveger assumed that whether, regardless whether the mitzvah consists in the cheft, whether the mitzvah consists dafke in sreife, or the mitzvah is behold of all, but the mitzvah is the chefze, even according to the Rabbah. But two shittis, no. Let's see what Teisva shittis. Teisva says, I forgot she saw the yasek cholim hanosi muta, even before it turns into ashes. When it changes into coal, that's before ashes. Ashes, that's the final stage. So even when it turns into the holy, so it's mutabamri. Kiyomar ferikul shor, gabi ole, bishlal, gabi holim, divay hakala pas muta. Vradin chomets. So you could say that Teisvis holds, agrees with Rabbi Kveger, even according to Rabbanan. But then on the other hand, you could say that Teisvis agrees with the two, because Teisus is discussing Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why Teisus, but in Hanami, maybe according to the Rabbanon, Teisus would agree that the Gecholim is not Mutabanoi. Even the Eifel would be Osabanoi. Maybe Teisus agrees with the two, but it's not clear for me. Tona Rabbonon Shivas Yomim Seyeli Motzi Yoteichem Matom Leimar Vol Tonema Leyole Lecho Chomeitz Filoyole Lecho Seyeli Abicho Gvulcho. Now two psukim. One is in Posik, Shmeis Yudbeis, and one is in Posik, in Shmeis Yudgimel. In Shmeis Yudbeis, ah. Shmeis Yudveis Pasik Yutes Shivas Yomim Seya Leimotze Bivoteichem Kicholeichem Machmetes V'nichriso HaNefesh Hayim Adas Yisrael Bageir U'Vezra Choretz. That's Pasik in Shmeis Yudveis Pasik Yutes. Now in Shmeis Yudgimur, the Torah says, Posig Zayin, Shmeis Yudgimur Posig Zayin, Matis Yoche, Yeshiva Sayomim, Filo Yoyole Chochomeitz, Filo Yoyole Choseya, Behold, Vulachon. So, Torah Rabbon, Shiva Son, Yom Seli Motzi Voteichem. Matam Leib, why does the Torah have to mention you? Shmeis Yudveis, Posikutes, Shivas Yom Yisrael Motzvetech. It's going to mention in Shmeis Yudgimu Posik Zayin that Vilun Yoroi Lichochomet, Vilun Yoroi Lichoseya, Bechol, Bechol Vulecho, that has a broader scope, Vulecho. Within the five borders. So the houses and the homes of a person are within the borders of the person. That has a broader scope than bais. Bais has the connotation of a house, but vulecho has a much wider connotation. It includes batim, it includes peireis, sichim, meireis, a garage, I mean anything. Anything that you own, not after a house, a home. So since the Torah is saying in Shmeis Yudgimu that L'Roi Elicho Chometz, L'Roi Elicho Seya B'chol V'lecho, within all my borders, and that includes Batim also. Why does the Torah have to spell out Batim in Shmeis Yudgimu? Matam Lema, Valifonema, Leroy Jose, Leroy Jochomet, Leroy Jose, that's the correction by the Mishpat, you see, because it's not written in the proper order here, in the text, you see. So on the margin it says, Leroy Jochomet is first, and then the Leroy Jose. So why does the Torah have to mention Seyel Yimotzi Shivas Yom Seyel Yimotzi Botechem? The answer is Lifi Shenema Yoroi L'Choseya. So the L'Cho, so L'Cho means L'Cho means Sholchoi Atorei Avo Atorei Shol Achirim Yishal Goveya. So, chometz that doesn't belong to you, you can keep in your shoes. Only the chometz that you own. But somebody else's chometz, let's say a goy comes to your house, and he has with him a sandwich of bread. So, you don't have to tell the goy, please, don't stay here with your sandwich of bread. It's my house. So he can keep it. He can keep it because it's not your chometz. Some mele shalachoy atarei, avatarei shalachirin, shalgaveya, so then I could say the Torah just mentioned the love in Shmeishi Gimu of that you can, first of all, that he can hide it, because there the Torah says only when it's uncovered, when it's exposed, when anybody can see it. In other words, you cannot keep chometz in your possession openly, exposed on the table. Everybody can see it. But suppose you have chometz locked up in your drawer, no one can see it. Even if you didn't sell it, so it's all right, I could say that. Because the Torah says, only when it can be seen, it's visible, not if it's movement. If it's covered, it's locked up. So that's why the Torah says, it should not even be found. Not only it should not be seen, it should not even be found locked up in a closet behind 100 locks. Even that is awesome. But then also, because if the Torah I just mentioned to Yoel Hosei, I would say that you can accept Pigdenes from Goy, because it's not Lecho. So here the Torah says, Shivas Yom Yisrael Yivotzi Libotayichem, even if it belongs to a Goy, and he deposits the chometz in your house, so that you should watch it in the morning. He applies it, you see. So we are all saying, Yochel Yad Nikal Dina Nochel Tomlin Halu Tolish Chivas Yom Yisrael Yivotzi Libotayichem Ein Li Halu Binochi שלוי כיבשתי ואין שור אימו בחוצר. נוכל שכיבשתי ושור אימו בחוצר, מנעים. So, on the surface, but then there is a machlekes abaye and rov in the pshat. But on the surface, the braise appears to be saying, only that it is that it refers to the safe. It refers to the safe. What does the safe say? Yochel yatmin v'yikabel pidinis min anochi. Talim al yimotze. You're not allowed to accept a pikodin of chometz from a goy to watch, even though it's not yours. So then the price continues. Only maybe one is not allowed to be mikabel shmire over chometz of the goy am pesach enochi that is not kovush tachshira. So then you're not allowed, but enochi that is kovush tachshira. What is kovush? What's the difference? If he's kovush means it's under your control. If he's not kovush, you know, if he has the upper hand over the Jew, so then the chometz that he places in your possession, so is not under the Jew's control, because the Jew is afraid of the God. But nochi shekovush tachasudach. So then the chometz is under the control of the Jew. Maybe you are allowed to accept it. That's how it appears. Talmud Leima. They are all. Any hello, Pinochi, Shein Shoim Abachotza, who is not your core resident in the same Chotza. He lives somewhere else. But then you're not allowed to accept Shmire for his Chometz. But if he lives with you, maybe you are allowed. Talmud Leima, Lo Yimotzi Uvatech. Even if he is kovush lachashodach and the shorim of a chotzer, so he is still not allowed to accept his chometz b'tiras pikodin to watch over. So you know what the kasha is. The logic is the other way. Only hello shebib v'teichen. So here we see love that we cannot allow any chometz to be found in your houses. But the Beir Sichon Meiris, suppose he lets it stay in Beir Sichon Meiris, not in his own. So maybe that is muter. Talmud Leima b'chol gulach v'adayin aneime abibotim. So Eveya mishum bal yihoye ubal yimotze ubal yatmi ubal yikabu kigenis nanochi. Even if it cannot be seen, even if it's locked up, because here the Torah doesn't say Shiras Yomim Seyel Yehoye B'Teichem, it should not be seen. Even if it's not seen, as long as it can be found locked up behind 100 locks, so still you're not allowed to let it stay so that it could be found. There's been brought in, but big volin and be bought in, since the Torah doesn't say shalcho lo yimotze, the Torah doesn't say shiras yomim seya lo yimotze licho be boteichem, but just be boteichem. So even if it is not your chometz, it's a goy's chometz, and you are undertaking shmire, so it's also mashenkin bigvulin, where the Torah says lecho. So bigvulin shalecho yatorei avot arei shlachim shogadaya. Minayin litinis homo shel zebra zevi shel zebra ze. How do we know that the same aloha that is mentioned in the lab of Lihoye, Lihoseya, Lihoye, Lihochomet, Lihol Bulecho? So, which implies Dafke shel choyatare, Aratare shachim shel geveya, that's a kule. The dead kule applies to bottom also. And how do we know that the chumre that is mentioned in the lab of Leimotze, that even if it's tomum, it cannot be seen, it's locked up behind 100 locks, so it's also to possess, that applies even to vul lecho, to beir sichon meiris? How do we know that the kule that is mentioned in the lab of Bali Hoye applies to bottom, and the chumra that is mentioned in the lab of Baal Yimotze applies to Gvoli? How do we know? Minayin litnes homo shel ze bo ze, the kula of Gvulin that it applies to Botin, and the chumra of Botin that it applies to Gvoli? Talmud Leima seya seya legzira, shop, nema seya li bot, seya li motzu batech, nema seya li Gvulin, rol haseya. Ma say homa bibatim, even psham viroy ubal yimote, ubal yatmi, ubal yikalpin van ochri, psi hom bivul, min shmorikoy ubal yimote, ubal yatmi, ubal yikalpin van ochri. Uma say homa bivul, min shlokho yatareya, otare shlachim, min shlokho beya, psi hom bibatim, shlokho yatareya, otare shlachim, shlokho beya. Oh, mama. אינו לי אלו בנוכי שלא יקיבש, ואין שאול מוח בחוצה. נוכי שקיבשתי בשאול מבחוצה מנעי. So on the surface it appears that the price is reference to the sefer. What does the sefer say? You're not allowed to be mikabel, pigdenes, to watch a famigoy. So the price is saying, maybe it's only yourself to be mikabel, pigdenes, famigoy that is not kovush tachasudecho, and he does not live in your chotze, but a goy who is kovush tachasudecho, whose chometz is more under your control, you are allowed. A goy who lives with you in the same chotza, who is closer to you, you are allowed. So the logic works that way. So klapelaye, how does it turn? Which direction? The logic is that way. Omar Abaye Eifech. The Teinuch Lamed, that we should cover the price. And it should read in the Braise, Eilu hiyal binochi shekibashte vishoru imo b'chotza. So then it's also to be mikabel pigdenes to watch, because it's more under your control. But nochi shaloi kibashte, and nochri she'in sholim b'chotza, so he's remote from you, and he's not kovush tachas yodecho, and his chometz is not under your control altogether. You couldn't take away anything from him. If you do, he'll hit you over the head. So meneila, in such a case, maybe since the chometz is not under your control, so you have no ownership and you have no real possession of it, so you're allowed to be mikabel shmirah. After all, it's not kovush tachasudecho. Talmud leima alimot zibatech. Even a nochri she'eini kovush tachasudecho, and the nochri who is not sholim b'chotzer, it's also. Rova Maleu Loitefer, Varishikoi, that's in respect to the Kule, Shalachoya Tareya, Vatresh Lachirim Shogavaya, when you are not Mikabel Shmire, Emily Albinochi Shaloiki Bashle, Vain Shalom Abachotza. So then, if you are not Mikhoye Bachayes, you are allowed to keep it. It's not yours and you're not responsible for it. But if it's Nochi Akolish Achazodecho, and if he lives in the same Chotzer, so then you have a certain control over the Chometz, even though you're not Mechuyev Bachayes, so you should still be Oseh, Talmud Leima Limotzu, and the Talmud Leima Limotze, and this is not considered Imotze, because since you're not Chayev Bachayes, so it will not be found in your possession. Only something for which you assume responsibility is considered found in your possession. Vahaitane nedara teire vinosit likro liisure. The kashi is directed against Rov. Rove says that the Einu Liyal Binochi Shalui Kibashti Vein Sholim Obichotzer has referenced the Reish. What does the Reish say? That Shalachirim Atore. So then the Braise continues and says Einu Li that Shalachirim without Kabbalah Zachayis. So Atore El Binochi Shalui Kibashti. So you have no control over the chometz. So, but nochi shekibashti sholim mechotzer. You have the control over the chometz. You are more involved in the chometz. maybe you're not allowed to keep it, even if you don't have a chayis. Talmud leima lo yimotzei biboteiche. That without a chayis, it's muter. But the question is this, lo yimotzei biboteiche at first implies a chumre. Because if the Torah didn't say lo yimotzei biboteiche, so I would say that the love of Bali Roy Bali Mote doesn't apply to something that was belongs to a Goyim that was given to the Jew to watch over. So because of the positive Silmotzi Bateichem, so we know Yechumra that even if it belongs to the Goy, but if it was given to the Jew to watch over, so in his Chayis, so then it's also to give it. And another Chumra Leimotzi Boteichem mentions that even if it's locked, it's not visible, it's locked behind 100 locks, it's not visible, so it's still also to keep it on Pesach. So Limotzit Moteichem is expressive of the Chumre, and here in the Droshe we say that Limotzei is expressive of the Kule, that if you won't be Kabuachais, then it's muter, even Hanochi Akovush, even by Nochi Akovush Tachas Yodecho, and Cholochem Bochotza. So you call it, but at first you say that Leimotze is expressive of a Chumre, and here you say that Leimotze is expressive of a Kule, that in case where there is no Kabbalah Zachayis, so then it's muter to keep it in your possession, even in connection with the chometz that was given by Nochi HaKovush Tachas Yodecho and lives with you in the same chotza. This is the Gemara's kash. V'hai tane medara etere v'nosif li chol yisure. That's li yisure. But the same posik is expressive of Yisrael. And here the Tane learns out a heter, a kule, that without Kabbalah Zachayis, it's muter even by Nochi, HaKodesh Tachalidecho, and Cholochim Lechotzer, Mishum Shinema, Lechol Lechot Reizim. Oh, now let's see the Rashi. The Rashi says, what if Mishlachir of Shalmachi? Why does Rashi say Shalmachi Goy? Why not a Jew? Not a Jew. Also you could say, or to Bershi Askina, not a Jew, so how is that a Jew keeping his comments? That would be a good terrorist. But why does Rashi have to emphasize that it means Dafki? Now the Goyen, the Bir Agro in Shulchan Aruch says that this halacha of the Roy Lechoseir, the Chol Blecho, the Roy Lechochomets, the Roy Lechoseir, the Chol Blecho, the Chol implying Shulchoy Atarei. Means Achir means Goyim. But the hearing Jews, so the Jew is evil. In other words, it's a big chumrah, terrific chumrah. So you cannot be very tolerant toward Jews on Pesach. Towards going, yes, but not toward Jews. If a goy comes to your house and he has in his pocket a sandwich of bread or in his briefcase, suppose somebody comes to work in your house, a cleaning lady, she comes to clean the house, and she has in her bag, she has a sandwich of chametz, sandwich of bread. If she's a goyim, she's a nochah, she's a Gentile woman, you don't have to say anything to her. Nothing. You're not either. But if a Jewish woman comes to clean your house and she's not observant, and she has in her bag a chametz, so you have to tell her, either you leave right now or you throw it away. You can't stay here and keep the sandwich bag, because then the Jew will behave about the royal government. That's what the course is. Because we only learn out from the whole that chomet shall go in your mind and it's in your possession. But the chomet shall Jew of Israel, if Shimon brings his sandwich of chametz to Reuven's house, and Reuven was not bekalachais, but if Reuven knows about it and he lets it stay in the house, so Reuven is either bali roi bali matzit. It's a big chiddush. Of course, Tesis shita is not like that, because Tesis says, that Daladam Beis, with the Raise, Bibitl Baume Sage, Vemeri, with the Raise Bibitl Baume Sage, Mitam de Machas and Bitli have a healthcare, Viosom Roshuse, Umuta, with Ramuna or Torea Shalachir and Vishal Govea. Shalachir and Vishal Govea. So Taisve says that healthcare, if you are Mafkir, so it comes within the same aloche of Shalachirim. If this shita had been like shita sagro, so it's only exercise kosov that you are allowed to keep in your house chomez that belongs to goy, but what has it to do with hefker? So apparently, obviously, this shita is achirim means, doesn't mean goy. Achirim means other people, not yours. Only chomez that is in your ownership, in which you have died, but not chometz that in which other Jews have died. So I have told the same thing, no one has died. So you don't have to tell any title either. But according to the Bira Agro, it's only chometz belonging to Goyim that is missing. So there's the Bira Agro. And the Bira Agro says, and all the Achayim assume that Rashi Shiti is like the Bira Agro, because Rashi says Shalnochre. Why does he say Shalnochre? Because a chometz of another Jew, even though you are not mikabel achrayis, if you let it stay in your house, you are able to body roi bar matzi. That's a big chumrah. But that shita is attributed to Rashi. I mean, the one who says it explicitly is the God. Then there is another deal in Rashi. Bikvun shlachirim ki nochi vishal goveya im igdisham libedek habayis. Igdisham libedek habayis. Why does Rashi say libedek habayis? Why not kochim izbeach? So it say kochim izbeach, it say behime, a keves, no, a goat, I mean a seer, a goat. So, I mean, that's not chometz. So, chometz can be chometz. But there is dam noches also. And menoches generally is not chometz, it's matzah. But lachmeteido, you have chometz also, lachmeteido. So why does Rashi emphasize? So there is a chetimtze of kochim mizbeach chometz also. Why does Rashi emphasize in mikdishom nibedek habayis? So apparently Rashi shiti is, because Rashi shiti is, Rashi imposes a limitation on the whole kule of atorei shvachim shogabeya. So according to Rashi, there is no halacha that if it doesn't belong to you completely, some mele, there is no boundary. Chometz of a Jew, even though you have no ownership altogether. So mele yarida boundary. So, but it's a special miut of chometz belonging to a goy, and a special miut of chometz belonging to hegdish. Belonging to hegdish, but the kabbayis is more than hegdish. So he has no ownership in Berek HaBayis, even though he was the Magdish. So originally he had ownership. But once he is Magdish, it means he gives it away to Hegdish. Hegdish means like a matone to Hegdish. So one can give it away, can give away the title to Hegdish. So if he's Magdish, so it's being transferred to Hegdish. So who is the owner? Hegdish is the owner. Hegdish is the owner. He has no ownership. But Kochim is Beach. So of course, Kochim Kalim, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yisad, really. So he's a full Bible, but even Kochi, and let's say not Rabbi Yisagli, the Rabbonu of Rabbi Yisagli. So according to Rabbonu of Yisagli, there's no difference between Kochim Kalim and Kochi. So Kochi Kalim is not more in Bible. But even Kochi, and even according to the Rabbonu of Rabbi Yisagli, there is a certain degree of ownership that the Bayim has. Now the Ravet in the Chasneve has a very remarkable sheet. Does anyone have a Rambam in Chasneve here? No one has a Rambam in Chasneve. No one? Beis, no? Is it Beis? Okay. So Rabbi Herschel Ackman has his chus. He's doing mitzvahs even when he's in Israel. And he's not makti. He told me he's not makti. Says in Perek Vei Milchas Neve Haloche Vov Gonaf Vitovach Uimocha V'hakach Hidish Mishalim Tashkune Adol V'chamish Eganef. If he steals the share of a set and the he slaughters it after the gnevi, or he sells it, so he's mishalem dalet, mishalem dalet vehei, mishalem dalet vehei. So a ganev, if he's gaining, and tovach umocha, sheir v'seh, so if it's a seh, so then is mishalem dalat, and if it's a sheir, so is mishalem hei. So gona v'tovach umocha, v'akach idish, if after the tviche, or after the mechira is magdish, so mishalim tashlumei arba v'chamish, v'im higdish v'akach tovach umocha. Suppose first he was magdish, the hegdish, and then he was tveyach. So then, afal pi shehigdishi kochim kalim, mishalim tashlumei keifu, because that chiyuv arose before the hegdish, when Mishalim Tashlumi Abova Chamisha, because the Tviche Eru took place after the Hegdish. So, yes, so then he says, Oma Avrom Kitzabikam, Shinigdishi Hegdish, Berekabayis, Mishalim Dalad Vehe, Mali Mochel Lashamayim, Mali Mochel Lehegdish. It says here, the text, Mishabdi Lashamayim, but the proper Gersa would be Mochel Lashamayim, Mali Mochel Lashamayim, Mali Mochel Elik. You could accept this Gersa Mishabdi also, but Mochel would be better. So the Rebbe says that this halacha, the Gemara says in Rube, that Kona V'Higdish V'Hakim Tovach, Hakim Tovach, so Gona V'Higdish V'Hakim Tovach, so then he's part of the Alevei, so that's only Gona V'Higdish and his Beach, he's part of the Alevei, but Gona V'Higdish L'Bedek Abayis, the Shebe said, you can be Magdish Hashem B'Sev Le Kabayis too. So then it's Chayv Alei, because what difference does it make? If it's gone after Mocha Lehed yet, Hashem B'Sev, it's Chayv Alei. And if it's gone after, and suppose Nos Maton Lehed yet, it's also Chayv Alei, it doesn't have to be for money. So, gone after Yiddish Le Kabayis is like Nos Maton Lehed yet. Mal mochel Hashemayim, mal mochel Hegdet. So when do we say that he's poter? That is only if Gona V'Higdish L'Mizbeach V'Hakach Tovach. So the Hegdish L'Mizbeach is not considered like a full aknoi, because Mikore Tore Deruvim V'Hakke Tore Deruvim. If somebody is Magdish and Eilo is Kochi. So it's certainly not known by him, but still, it is kore for him, right? It is kore for him. So he's still a bailim. So it's not only bailim with regard to kapore. It means he's a bailim in momen. He owns it. But it's momen hegdish. So, in a certain sense, it's like shutfes. But the difference is, in shutfes, so Reuven and Shimon are shutfim in the behime. So Reuven owns one half of the behime, and Shimon owns one half of the behime. But when somebody is magdish a behime and is beach as an elo, so Hegdesh owns the whole behime, and he is a bailim, it's korah for him. He also owns the whole behime, but he is a bailim. Mi korah tore de Reuven, v'hashte tore de Reuven. So Meile, the Hegdesh, The Hegdesh Chibur de Kabbayis is like Mechir al-Hedyet. But Hegdesh, I mean, because Chibur de Kabbayis means you give up your ownership. You have no shayches with it. It's giving it away, and the Rosh Yudhavaya Kitzerose le-Hedyet on it. So that's why. So he's chayvah al-Vay. The Hegdesh itself is Mocha. Mashenke, if you are magdish, l'mizbeach, so then you don't give up your bialis altogether. You are still a bialim to be called for you. Me call it to the room, the hashtet oil. Some mele, it's not like mechira. But then is the beach, but it's already hegdish also. So there is no doubt way for tvicha of Hegdesh. But if it's Hegdesh, the Hegdesh of the Kabbayis, then the Hegdesh itself is like Nechirele. Some Mele, that's the Raivet, in Perik Veis, Milchaz Neve, Halochebo. Some Mele, we can understand the Rashi, why Rashi emphasizes. Ki Yinochi Vishal Tiveya, Im Higdish Liberek Abayis. Im Higdish Liberek Abayis. Im Higdish Liberek Abayis. Why does Rashi emphasize Im Higdish Liberek Abayis? Because suppose it's Lachmeteiro and it's Higdish Lemizbeach, the Chometz, but since it's Koral Shmei, we call it to the Ruben, we hash it to the Ruben, so Mele, he is ever by Roy. Only when he is from the Kabbayis, when he's completely detached from the thing. So then there's Victor Sakosuf, he's not ever by Roy. Alright. Yochel Milman Mikotesh Yatn Shalei, Kidishal Yerenu, he'll lock it up in the drawer, Vidayed or Yorexi, Vikavish Anochi, Doxiv Licho. תעולים על אימות זה יש לך כמונה שאפי בכל מציאה ויש לו שלאחר עם דורך הלקציב לכל אין לי אלו מלאימות זה יעשה למוח שלא יגיבשת את זה דרך אופן נשאר עם לוחות וכמי פה רכיב ומסתבר נוח שגיבשת את זה דרך אבו מאמי כל מין חור אוי שלא יגיבש לי אבו ישורו וחצי לך מנערים תעולים על אימות זה כאן מפורש לו ואין לי הרבה בוטים. קרים אביני מרזה, דין למרזה, ואין אמר בואי רואי לו חוסי או איס, אין לי שעושה לי שסחומץ הרבה בוטים, בני שהוא מוצץ לי תומי, ובאי כל בוטים הוא דכסי, תמלים בכל גבול לאכול בכל לא יורא אקסי, ועדיין, אף על פי שנאמר שניהם יש לי מה בבוטים אלו בכל אלו, תורים מוצאים ממש נפלו עתמונו לי כוסף על בוטים, ולכוס אמנם לכל איץ של האחרים, על מבולים בירסיך ומיילס כוס אבוכו, ואני אין אהב את הרי בן של האחרים, אין לי דיכוי של זה בזה וחומי של זה בזה תלמודי מה, וכאן פורך מי קומה ומייס של האחרים שקבל לי איסור לתאר הוכה ואוכה, כלפי לי אשתי מירס, כלפי איך אני יכולים גם בזה או איפך מסתבר, לא כשגיבשתי מסתבר לא ספי, לי איך אני חביר לפה אפילו קוראי חטרי נער כי גם אלייך, חרייסים שפורים ליחן אלכם. איפה לכם, אני לא עושה נוח שגיבשתי, דעבדים של חור, נוח של גיבש מנהי, אבל אני לא אמות, וכל לא אשים, לא אשים צו, אבל אמות זה לגמרי משהו. והרי שכל אלה תהיר, אם אני מזוד יש לאחרים לקום לאחרי, זה כאן ואלה שלא גיבשתי. נוח שגיבש מנהי, מול את אמרים אמות זה, ופרחינו לראות את הנה מזרה תהירה ונושא לנושא כל איסורי ומשנה לתהירה כל נושא פה משום שרבי גבולים בסייר לכל אוכל תריזים לכל עושה לכל גולח שבשם עם פרשת ישראל וכסיב לראות לכל חומר ועושה לכל גולח ופרשת בי ומעניין להי לכל בגבולים גם ברידו כבר אמות נעניין לימוצה ודורש בי לימוצה לכל ומוצה אצלכל והנשור למוח כאן מן הלוח אין חומץ עושה עליהם כן של חור, אבל את מייצי שלאי, והיא איבדו איזנו אחרייס, והיא לכל חומץ mit Koshi, die sehr bekommen jetzt nichts aus zu sagen, geht auch mal wie bei Itze. Ich habe noch... Heute haben wir noch Rover mit den Nechuse, Pliere, Chmire, die mit den Chilen beteiligen. Kiden, die mit Migna, die mit Mitzwa, die Schuss, Heiche, Koye, und Bisse, in Schwumme, Kiden, Chindome. Wie auch so, there's a machlekes between the Shilmesh and machlekes between the Ri and the Bahag. The Rishit is that when is Kabbalah Sachayis bring you into Baal Yeroe only Kabbalah Sachayis of Nivra Veda, like Ishimashoch. But Kabbalah Sachayis of Mechinom for Pshie. So you're not in the Balyaroi. If you are Mikabel, if you call them from the comments of the Goy, and you are Mikabel, Achayos, Tov, Nevra, Ideh, Gah, Malach.